Welcome to another Greg Way in the car with me, Greg Miller. Oh, God damn it. It's like, wait, why is this guy up ahead signaling that he, oh, of course, this lane closes, but you're driving a gigantic fucking vehicle, so I can't see that. Asshole. Hey, it's Greg Way in the car on a Monday. How are you? Hope you're feeling good after the one and only Game Awards. I'm feeling good. I still have a little bit of that annoying cough. Right there, I was about to cough, but I was able to stave it off, which is important to me. On my way to go do games daily. There it is. Fuck. And then I'm doing a sponsored stream. And then I'm doing a little tour for a friend who's in town. So we're having a good time hanging out today. Just killing it. Crushing it. Let me talk to you. Can you believe that even though the year is ending, I still got to worry about two fucking things coming out tomorrow. God of War. Valhalla. Well, God of War Ragnarok Valhalla, technically, but you know, the roguelike thing they're doing. And then a new game plus for Alan Wake. I'll let you just sit down and enjoy those things, but now I gotta pick and choose. Which one am I gonna do? What am I gonna jump into? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna play? I started up that Cyberpunk playthrough. We'll see whenever I get back to that. I gotta go do this shit now. On top of that, here's a real question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a real question for you. I know I'm not alone in the fact that CRPGs, Baldur's Gate 3, that gameplay style just ain't my jam. It does not click for me. I do not love it. I don't, blah, 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 blah. I know other people like me exist, where they just play this game and they're like, fuck, why can't I just run and punch and kill and stab and do this? Why do I gotta do these things? How did everybody get over that? How long did it take you to get over that? I keep wanting to give, like, I've done the Baldur's Gate intro 4 times now, right? When I did it at launch, and I played like 5 or 6 hours for the review that we did, or the review in quotes, the impressions we did on Gamescast. Then when it came to PlayStation, I did it. Then I took enough time off of that that I was like, you know what, did it again. And then I think I did it again when Jen said she wanted to play with me, and I was like, okay, let's do it. All of these, I'm sick of the fucking intro, first off. It's a great intro, don't get me wrong. But like, they all happen the same way, where I start to play, and then I get into the actual fucking gameplay of this game, and I'm like, ugh, I just don't like this. And I bounce out. Same thing happened with Divinity Original Sin 2. I love everything else about Baldur's Gate 3. Everything else about, maybe not the setting, you know, I'm not a big goblins and orcs guy or whatever. But like, I want to love Baldur's Gate 3. I want to, how long did it take you, if you're like me, to get over that? How long did it take you to get over, oh, this isn't how I want to play, this isn't the kind of gameplay I'm looking for? And then, is there a class you did? Is there a setting I should do to make it better for me? Is there anything like that I can do to make this an enjoyable experience? Who is walking? Why are you going so fucking slow on an on-ramp? Get going. Jesus Christ, people, today. Because I want to. Everything I hear about, everything I've seen, everything I've experienced, story-wise, and, you know, the multitudes of, like, hey, this branches that way and does this, and this can happen, and yeah, I'm like, fuck yeah, this sounds amazing, I'd love it, if it just had Kingdoms of Amalur gameplay, you know? If it just was, cool, let's be an action RPG, let's run around and actually shoot shit. Getting around this man, he is crazy, and everybody's pissed at him, and he's almost murder-riding me, because he's a fucking psycho. You know, but maybe he's dying, he's putting on his hazards, not, like, dying, like, he's dying, but, like, his car is crawling at this point. Put on your fucking hazards, bruh. What are you doing, bruh? Anyways, is there any way for somebody who does not like the gameplay of Baldur's Gate 3 to get into Baldur's Gate 3? That is the question. Because I want to. I want to put a bunch of hours into this game. I want to sit there and I befriended the guy and I drank the thing and I'm fucking this person and death. But like, goddamn, man. I think it's just such a snooze to play. And I don't like that. I don't want to be that way. And this is me personally talking to you, not me as the, video game critic who would tell you, oh, of course the game's great. Like, I know the game's great. But, like, it was one of those things, not to this level, of course. Everybody put down your pitchforks, right? But, you know, over the weekend there was, like, the how is this game of the year? And they showed, like, clips of Baldur's Gate gameplay to Spider-Man. And even though I don't agree, I'm kind of like, yeah, I get it. That's kind of where I'm at, too. But that's a silly argument, and I'm not actually making it. It's just, okay, how can I get into it? What can I do? That's all I need to know. Is it possible? Because I've never played Baldur's Gate 3 and been like, man, I'm having a great time. Other than the story and the choices and all that shit, that's fantastic. Rolling the dice, I love it. clicking and moving and doing the thing. Like, Just play out and wake again. Do a new Cyberpunk playthrough, apparently. We'll find out. We're at that part where it's like, theoretically, in quotes, I have so much time. I don't have that much time, right? Where it's like, again, like tomorrow, God of War. Tomorrow, Alan Wake. Do I need to play through Alan Wake 2 again? No, but I want to, especially for a new ending. Keep all my shit. I like that. Look at all my shit. You know how much I love that game. But, I want to love Baldur's Gate 3. But I just don't like the gameplay of Baldur's Gate 3. Which is trouble for wanting to love something. But that's how it is, I guess, sometimes. Not everything's for everybody. Some people have bad taste and can get, behind bad gameplay systems and whatever. Win game of the year with it. Game Wars is a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to hear me drone on and on endlessly about it for a million other shows. Trust me, I got some things to say in Games Daily today. Some things to get off my chest. So we'll be doing that. But other than that, going to be a fun day of content. Looking forward to it. I hope Mike's back. Did Mike ever come back to work Thursday or Friday? I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what happened. Not Thursday for sure. I guess I watched the Lego Fortnite stream. I didn't see his smiley face. Saw Nick, though. Sucking up the oxygen. Hate him. What else? Had a great weekend. Real fun weekend with Benny and Jen. Went to Train Town yesterday. Jen's sister's visiting. So it's fun to see Benny popping around with his aunt. Having a good time showing her stuff. He, of course, is so expressive. You know what I mean? Like, just putting together sentences. Can actually tell me what's wrong. Can actually tell me what he wants. Love him. Oh, hi, Daddy. Every time I come in a room. Like, he forgot I existed. I love it. Love it. Woke up this morning. Did you have a good sleep? Great. Oh, you had a great sleep. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. And he goes, how's your day? And I'm like, well, it's going pretty well so far. I'm with you. Good stuff with that mini kid. Christmas, right around the corner. Remember, Kind of Funny is only taking Christmas week off. Historically, we would take 2 weeks. This year, we said, you know what? We're a real company, so we'll be real Ebenezer Scrooges. But we'll be doing content next week, so that's fun. I expect it to get less and less serious the closer we get to the holidays, which will be a fun time to do. Play some games, hang out. What else? I think that's the big ticket items. I liked the cake they had at Giant Bomb Game of the Year, making fun of Mike Minotti. That was fun. Had big FOMO watching that. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, I wish I was there. Wish we were doing that. Wish we were having another live event right now, or I was at a live event, or at their live event even, you know what I mean? And I was invited, yeah, don't get me wrong, like, obviously all that stuff is just that I'd already booked flights, and, we got Little Benny Man. Gotta get back to Little Benny Man. But maybe next year we bring Little Benny Man down for Game Awards or something like that, hang out longer, or whatever. We'll figure it out. I'm approaching the office, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me how to get into Baldur's Gate 3. And until next time, no. It's been my pleasure to serve you.